This is Rewind 2026. July 24th, 1866. Tennessee became the first Confederate state to be readmitted to the Union on July 24, 1933.
Once again, we bring you the romance of Helen Trent, who sets out to prove that because a woman is 35 or more, romance in life need not be over.
The first broadcast of The Romance of Helen Trent was heard on radio. The show continued on the air for 7,222 episodes and 27 years. Amazingly, Helen stayed at 35 years of age throughout the entire series. July 24, 1938. Clarinet virtuoso and big band leader Artie Shaw recorded his now classic Begin the Begin for Bluebird Records in New York City. Shaw was married to Ava Gardner at the time. On July 24, 1956...
Well, I'm back from the doctor's office, Dean.
For what?
The operation. While I was there, I thought I'd have my tonsils taken care of. The doctor charges $100 to remove your tonsils, but I only had 20.
So what happened?
He just loosened them.
After a decade together as the country's most popular comedy team, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis called it quits on this night. They did their last show at the Copacabana nightclub in New York City. The duo ended their relationship exactly 10 years after they had started it. On July 24, 1969, NASA flew me to the moon. Apollo 11, the U.S. spacecraft that had taken the first astronauts to the surface of the moon, safely returned to Earth. In 1961, President John F. Kennedy had set a goal. He said, "I believe this nation should commit itself to, before this decade is out, landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth." July 24, 1987. Hulda Crooks, at 91 years of age, climbed Mount Fuji. Hulda became the oldest person to climb Japan's highest peak. When she got to the top, she was heard to say,
"Hey, dudes! How do I get down from here?"
July 24th, 1998.
"I hope that at least in your eyes, I've earned what all of you have done for me."
In the last great invasion of the last great war, the greatest danger for 8 men was saving one. That one was one Private James Ryan, and the story of the search for him, Saving Private Ryan, opened in the U.S. theaters this day. Produced and directed by one Steven Spielberg, the movie earned $30.58 million the first weekend. On July 24, 2001,
"Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City."
The city of Detroit, Michigan, celebrated its 300th anniversary with a historical reenactment of city founder Antoine de la Mothe Cadillac landing on the shores of the Detroit River. Included in the tricentennial party, the unveiling of a statue of Cadillac, a gift of the French-American Chamber of Commerce to the city of Detroit. Happy birthday, Motor City! The number one record on this date in 1960 was,
"I'm sorry, so sorry, that I was such a fool."
"I'm Sorry" by Little Miss Dynamite Brenda Lee. And that's Rewind for July 24th, 2026.